this guy just shut up? Well, at least we're both stuck awake. You're the best person to be stuck with. Come here. Aha! There you are. You know, it isn't the noise that's keeping me up, really. Well, maybe that's why I woke up in the first place, but not anymore. Maybe I'm just crazy, but I kind of get this sense of exhilaration from storms, you know? Like there's an adventure out there, and I want to go after it. Don't give me that look. You've listened to me enough to know that I'm a hopeless romantic, with no adventures to quench my undying thirst. Come on, we both know I was born in the wrong century. Why couldn't I have been born when thunderstorms were given the fear and admiration they deserve? What do I mean? Like all the old religions and stuff, when thunder and lightning and water falling from the sky was mysterious and sacred. No one understood it, so they were allowed to be afraid of it. They were allowed to feel brave for getting through a storm. Now there's just people like me who have those same urges to do something. Because just living through a storm isn't enough anymore. I need to run in it, feel it on my skin, let it soak my clothes and chill me to the core. Ah, there I go again. Being a romantic. I'm sorry. You sure? Thank you. Being in each other's arms like this, it feels so right. Even with the storm. Maybe even more because of the storm. You have something to protect me from. You know, once I had this dream. I had it before I met you, but maybe it was foreshadowing, I don't know. Anyway, I was hovering in the clouds during a storm. I was surrounded by lightning, wind, rain. I couldn't see anything, but I was safe. And I was part of it. I didn't need to see anything. There was no boundary between me and the sky. I was floating there for a long time. Hours? Days? It didn't matter. The perception of time was for humans. And I was the sky. Then suddenly I felt myself drop. All of a sudden, I had weight and I was being pulled down towards the earth. But I didn't fall. There were arms around me. I didn't know who they belonged to. I was facing down and they were wrapped around me from behind. They were holding me in place, keeping me secure. They supported my weight effortlessly. I knew I was safe. I remember that at first I was still terrified. I had the urge to shake whoever this was off of me. But then I looked down and I realized that these arms were the only thing keeping me from falling. And for the first time I realized just how high I was. I breathed and I could feel the thinness of the air. The force of gravity on my body was impossible to ignore. I became human in that moment. I had lost whatever powers I had before, and I was mortal. Those arms around me were all I had. I was completely dependent on them. I had given them everything. And slowly I stopped being afraid. I had confidence that this entity would protect me. And then the sun came out, and the clouds rolled away. And I woke up. Hey, seems like it died down a bit, huh? Let's see if we can finally get some sleep, baby. I love you more. Good night.